it's kind of disappointed me for a while because, you know, all this time I'd kind of thought that, you know, we're going to win a state championship together, you know, in whatever high school we went to, and we're going to have all the success. And that dream was kind of dashed.
A dream dashed, but not quite the one it seems at first blush. That's the voice of Pella Christian quarterback David Kaczmarinski. But don't fear, Eagles fans, they are still alive in the playoffs for now. Instead, it was the moment the junior stepped on the field for the first day of training camp this summer that one door permanently closed. Any football fan that cheers on a team residing in the Tulip City is treated every Friday night to two of the best quarterbacks in their respective classification. Snap is high, though, to Clayburgh. The ball is on the ground. He'll pick it up, scoop it up, still on his feet, gets a first down and more. Inside the 30, 25, back, reverses field, 20, 15, 10, 5, 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. What a play by Noah Clayburgh.
I don't know if I've ever watched, a more dynamic runner at the high school level.
Kaczmarinski fakes the handoff, throws towards the end zone, pass is caught, touchdown Pella Christian, touchdown Eagles.
You just know that he's a very physically and mentally tough kid, so it's just like, it's refreshing to watch players like that.
They sound like teammates, but for the rest of their high school careers, they will settle on being each other's biggest fan. David and Pella High quarterback Noah Clayburgh shared a backyard and more as children growing up. Their family relationship started with David's father, Rich, who was looking for a place to play college football and met Brett Clayburgh.
When I was a senior in high school, so Brett was working in the admissions office at Central and came to my high school, Mallard High School, and met with us. And my high school football coach, I just happened to mention that Brett Clayburgh had come to visit from Central, and he goes, Brett Clayburgh from Wrong Story, Brett Clayburgh, because he had watched Brett Clayburgh play for a state championship when Brett was a senior. So that was an exciting thing. We thought Brett was pretty cool.
Went to the Mallard Ducks, Mallard High School. Rich was a guy that Ron Skipper was really interested in. He's a principled guy, a really smart kid, and a Central College kind of guy. And so Rich was already on the radar, Central College.
The two shared a bond that grew stronger as time passed.
Spring of 92, I graduated from Central. Brett was the, most eligible bachelor in Pell at that time.
Living with other bachelors.
We had a bachelor pad over.
Jay McKinstry.
Coach McKinstry was in
Sam VandeWeerd.
Kyle Nelson. And then Mike Unrein joined us at one point in time. But yeah, so there was some pretty eligible bachelors.
And continued through their respective marriages to Mindy and Megan.
We were the same age, you know, and so there was a lot of community there when Rich and Mindy, you know, really got serious. And, you know, they got married, we got married, and then they bought a house, and then we bought a house right next door to them.
Yeah.
And then that's probably where some of our really tight family stuff started to happen.
And eventually, children.
Yeah, I remember for a while Noah had to act as my translator. Because when I first learned to talk, my mother could not understand me. The only person that understood me was Noah. So he was kind of the acting translator. And so when he would just follow me around, whenever I needed something, he would explain it.
David, alongside Noah and his older brother Nathan, formed an inseparable trio that became a force to be reckoned with on their neighborhood backyards and with their childhood games on Central College's campus, where Rich and the Clayburgh's mom, Megan, were coaches.
From the moment they woke up in the morning, those three boys were together. They played dinosaurs together. They played in the backyard together. I don't know how many hours we probably spent over at the field house, them playing in the gym. I can remember at a young age, you know, we just watching Noah run forever. We'd be like, does that boy ever not run? Just everywhere he went, you remember that? He would just run and run and run, like, another lap. There goes Noah, another lap. Where David and Nathan were, you know, they didn't like to run near as
much. But that being said, it was Nathan and David that really caught the fever of football prior to Noah.
Right.
I can remember Noah being 5 and 6 years old, still in the sandbox, wanting to do dinosaurs rather than go play football. So Nathan would have all his buddies over and David would be right there in the mix of all those older kids. And Noah, he was very content to just be in the sandbox.
As the boys' bond grew, so did their desire to play the game they loved together. Both David and Noah wanted and expected to dominate the same field when they got older.
I don't know if you remember this, David, but we always, when we were younger, we used to always talk about playing on the same team. Because at that time, I played running back and you played quarterback. And we would always talk about how we would be like the dynamic duo at wherever we played. And we had all the talk, like we were just going to go to the same school and just like have a ball and stuff. And I remember we went to Caldwell that one time and there was these three guys down there, and it was David, I, and my cousin, and they challenged us to a game of 3-on-3 football, and then we just kind of, David threw some plays together, and we just ran them, and that was probably when we decided that we wanted to play together.
But that's before Rich departed Central and found a coaching gig in North Carolina. All of those imaginary games, and perhaps more importantly, backyard football, were gone.
At that time of our lives, one of the hardest things that we experienced, because you don't realize how much you share life, and I mean, Rich and Mindy and their family, even extended to Mindy's parents, Marlene and Randy, that they were our extended family, and we relied on them, they relied on us. It was a mutual giving and receiving, and we did life together. It was very hard.
I echo that. It was really hard. I remember the day very vividly that we drove off, and there David and Noah were just, well, me too, crying. We were all crying, but David and Noah right on the door, you know, they were both crying. Mm-hmm. And David, when we went to North Carolina, he just like, I don't want other friends. I just want Noah.
There was a lot of tears. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do because it was an integral part of my life, you know. Spent a lot of hours with Noah and my other friends, you know, playing. And there was quite a bit of time when I was in North Carolina. I had no idea what to do with myself. So probably watched a little bit too much television then, when I kind of got, you know, hooked on a little bit of, you know, video games. So, you know, it was really rough at that point. You know, when I heard that we were moving back, it's probably the happiest I've ever been.
And the Kakmarinskis returned, and the families reunited. Not as close as they once were, but still connected in ways many would be envious of, except for one common factor. David and Noah were bound to forge their own path at separate schools.
And Noah keeps it himself. 10, 5, touchdown Pella! Touchdown Pella! Noah on the read option.
It's a keeper by David. He's into the end zone. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown Pella Christian. David Kakmarinski from 4 yards out. A new dream has formed. But it's a window that's closing quickly with each passing playoff round.
Have us both win a state championship or both be in the dome at the same time was something I kind of looked at the beginning of the season, kind of thought was a possibility and something that'd be, you know, a neat dream to realize. As that time is drawing near, it's kind of feel more anxious, hoping that gets realized, because it was a lot of fun to watch Noah have all that success last year. And it's great for the city of Pella, great for the high, you know, Pella High School, you know, watching that freight train of a team, you know, kind of roll through everybody in the playoffs and eventually to the state championship. You know, there was a little part where, you know, you wish it was you. You know, you were part of that team. You wish that you yourself were playing for a state championship. So it's definitely something that I want to be a part of.
Still, there's a glimmer of hope that a reunion could happen at the next level. Some lucky college coaching staff could find themselves a pair of best friends, bound by family, the game they love, and a relationship they expect to last a lifetime.
My brother always kind of jokes, we were just talking about that earlier, he always says that we both need to come to Drake and we can rebuild the legacy that we once had. But I think, like, despite going to different schools, whether it's me going off to college and David still being in high school for one more year, I think we're definitely still going to be able to relate in almost everything that we do, just because our families are so close. Like, I'm going to see him like other times in my life. It'll be very interesting to see where both of us end up, because I know that David can go places and play somewhere. And it all really depends on what we decide to do. There's lots of unanswered questions about college, like size, like what you're looking for in a college. So I think those things will kind of do it for themselves in the end.
For KNIA KRLS Football, Friday nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.